Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. SimpliSafe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
So, looking at the betting odds for the NFC South at BetMGM, odds right now to win the NFC South have the Saints at plus 125, the Falcons at plus 220, Panthers, at plus 350, and the Buccaneers at plus 750. Now, what's interesting is that they also say the highest ticket percentage that's been bet is the Falcons at 40%. The highest handle percentage is the Falcons at 47.2%. And then they also say, though, that the biggest liability is the Atlanta Falcons. So, again, the Falcons are, you know, in that kind of position where, you know, people think they're good, people think they're bad. You know, there's a lot of trending in all different directions about what this Falcons team is going to ultimately be. And I do think it's interesting that there's at least buzz being created with the Atlanta Falcons, right? I mean, what's the old saying that, you know, no news is bad news or whatever it is? I mean, again, you want to be talked about, right? Apathy, the worst thing that you can have is apathy. If people are talking about you, whether positive or negative, then that's a situation where that's the results that you want, right? You want people talking about you. And certainly people are taking their money and betting on the idea of the Falcons. And I promise you, it's not just Falcons fans. I mean, again, it's not just, you know, Joe Bag of Donuts in Decatur, you know, off of Ponce, and, you know, he's you know, betting on, you know, in Vegas odds and stuff like that. No, I mean, again, it's people across the country and people looking at this as, okay, this could be a very interesting team, and I think they have the right head coach. Their general manager's done a nice job, and can they put it all together? Yeah, there's questions and stuff like that. I mean, you know, there's always questions about, you know, any NFL team. I don't know that any, I mean, again, even the Kansas City Chiefs are not a perfectly flawless team. And the Falcons have their questions, you know, as far as, I don't know, sacking the quarterback or, you know, pass rush or, you know, things like that. I mean, you know, it's, those are always, you know, going to be kind of
the
questions.
The more you look at the advanced analytics, the more you see how valuable sacks are.
Oh, boy.
But let me ask you real quick. Do you think that the optimism now on the Falcons is because there's more questions about the whole division more so than just on the Falcons?
Well, I think it's a combination, because I do think that people looked at, okay, the Falcons had money and they went out and improved their roster,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they signed some good players, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, again, it's not that like they didn't sign just a bunch of hobos.
Right.
You know, they signed, you know, Calais Campbell and Jesse Bates and guys like that, and those are good players. And then, you know, obviously drafting, you know, they drafted, no matter what you think, they drafted the best guy at right. a position. You know, there was nobody better than Bijan Robinson
right.
at running back in this draft. So they drafted the best player at a position. Now, mm-hmm. again, we can argue about the idea of, is it premium positions or is it not? Stuff like that. You know, we can have that argument all day long. But they did add a lot of personnel. They did add high-caliber players, and they drafted a high-caliber player, right?
Right.
I mean, I don't know what Bergeron or some of those other guys are going to be, or, you know, what's the kid's name? Harrison out of Ohio State. I don't know what some of those guys are going to be. But they at least drafted Zach Harrison. So at least they drafted a guy that a lot of people know about, right?
Mm-hmm.
That is a high-profile player in college that had a lot of production.
Right.
And I think that's, you know, people are looking at those kinds of things that, okay. So, I know the division is down, but hell, the division was no good last year. The division's not really been all that good the last couple, 3 years. I mean,
Right. So
I do think there's a lot of optimism just about what the Falcons could ultimately be in this thing. So, but, you know, we'll see.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.